Motivations feature interview, health, wealth, success, and inspiration.
When you're out and about and you're interviewing all these different people and looking at businesses to buy, you must have noticed certain characteristics of people that make that seem to make them successful in life and business versus the people who are stuck in a rut.
Yep. It's quite interesting. So again, Ellen Pathmaraja has taught me to work in, is it alliteration where you like go, where you think of things in letters or P's? So I've got what makes a person successful.
We've got our P's, yeah.
Yeah, I've got something that is all about P's. So what's P's? First of all, to be successful or successful people, they plan. They actually, first of all, have a very clear idea of what their why is. And there's a video by Simon Sinek on the power of why that if you haven't, or if you or your listeners haven't heard it, I suggest you download it. It's brilliant. And it clarifies that if you know your why, your mission will come easily of what you're going to do. You'll have strong values. That mission will turn into goals. Those goals will turn into strategies. Those strategies will turn into tactics. And if you've got a plan of action, exactly. Yes. The second thing is passion. If you ain't got passion, don't do it. Be passionate about what you do. Believe in what you do. Get inspired about what you do. Work for someone who you have the opportunity to get inspired. Have passion in what you do. The next one is be proactive. Take action. And there was a guy called Morris Goldberg who we bought ARC from, who had a brilliant quadrant on what made people successful. And there are four types of people. And it's the quadrant of, on the one axis, on the x-axis, you've got knowledge. On the x-axis, you've got action. And on the y-axis, you've got knowledge. You've got the guys who've got great amounts of action with very little knowledge. We call him the gambler. And you're in Vegas now, so it's pretty relevant. If you're going to go on red and black, you don't really know what you're doing, but you're taking action. And you might win and you might lose. And
you see them here at the supermarket, Ivan. They're sitting there with those poker machines.
That's action. The second person is the guy who doesn't take action and doesn't take knowledge. We call him the cynic. And he's the person that everyone has in their lives that will tell you not to do something, that it won't work, that don't do it, you might fail. And they're scared that if you do it, you might succeed and you'll do better than they'll ever do. It could be your parents, it could be your grandparents, it could be your friends. We'll always say, don't do it, don't take the action. But here's the reality. Whatever action you do, if you fail, it's just a journey towards your success. And there's a story, look, when a baby starts walking and toddling, how many times does he fall down?
Again and again. My business partner's baby is going through it now, and he's down and he's up again, and he's down and he's up.
Exactly. But I guarantee you that if he's okay, please God, the chances are he'll be walking and running in no time.
No time at all.
And successful in achieving that goal of walking and running.
Not yet.
But when do you think he will?
Definitely.
Because he's on a pathway.
Yes.
And he's practicing and he's doing it and he's doing it and he's doing it and he's doing it until he succeeds. The next P is practice. So anyway, where was I?
So we've got the four quadrants. So we've got the gambler who has all, he's got all the action but none of the knowledge.
That's right.
Then the cynic has all the, he has no knowledge and takes no action.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
And he'll always encourage you not to do anything.
Okay.
So if you're about to buy a property and you've done the research and whatever, you say, no, don't buy that property. Nothing will happen. He doesn't know. It's that feeling where he doesn't want you to do it because he's ignorant.
Okay.
Then you've got the third quadrant, being the guy takes heaps of does heaps of research, and he'll know about everything, but he'll never take action. And we call him the dreamer.
Mm.
And then there's the successful person. The successful person is the guy that's basically done his research. He's increased his knowledge and he's taken action. He may have failed and he's done it again and he's redone what he's had to do, but he's taken action. And that's the successful person. That's the key that's the key to success. And that's being proactive.
So that's the beauty of having the plan, knowing your why, putting the passion behind it, taking action, being proactive. And what's your next one?
Persistence. If you've got your why and you've got your mission and it's not working, you just continue with it if you really believe in it. And even if that project won't work, something good will come out of it. There'll be a lesson. There'll be a journey. It's part of your journey. Be persistent. And I can relate to that in Referon. Referon's a great tool. It's fantastic. I use it. It's helped me amazingly in my business. But a lot of people will download it and never use it. So it hasn't got that traction. People don't use it every day as part of their daily lives. And my goal is to say, well, how do we do that? I haven't nailed it yet.
You're just going to persist until you figure out how can make it commercially successful as well as being...
Put your money on it. Put your money on it.
Okay.
Then it's the practice. You know, like the baby getting up and down and up and down, mm-hmm. and doing and practicing and practicing and practicing until they persist, until they succeed. So that's become perfect by practicing.
Okay.
And persevere. And the other one is, the other two, the one is your psyche. Have a good mindset. Another thing from Ellen Pathmaraja. This probably interview isn't about me, it's about Ellen Pathmaraja, isn't it? I'm sitting on the back of giants, which is another thing which is pretty cool. Your psyche. Make sure that you've got a good psyche and a good attitude. So one of the things that really helped me grow was when I was in the army. So after uni, I went to the army in South Africa for 2 years. It was part of your national service. And you could actually, you'd wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock. You'd have to basically iron your shirts, polish the floors, square your bed, clean your rifle, and then spend the next 5 hours marching and doing PT, the next 3 hours learning about this, the next this and that, and the next 3 hours basically doing another session of PT, and then marching to meals, eating dinner, and then falling on your bed, falling asleep. That's your day. Now, you could actually have thought of that saying, this is the most miserable time of your life. But what happened to me is, like, the mindset that I had was, where else can I go camping with 20 other mates, do gym and exercise and running and playing soldier for like 8 hours a day, and having comedy sessions in the afternoon from these monkeys telling us how to clean a rifle and how to, you know, like learn how to drive a truck and fill out a rifle. So it's a great learning experience. It was a great experience. I travel around the country in helicopters and airplanes. It could, like, where else?
And they paid you for it.
And they pay me for it. What more does a man want in life? That's the
yes. It's but the definitely mindset. It was about your attitude. So for you, it was a lot of fun, but for others, it was misery.
And so Ellen Pathmaraja said, you know, Ivan, it's your attitude and your aptitude that will determine your altitude.
Mm.
Saying, like, it's all A's. It's quite
and he's probably attracted to you by your attitude as well.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes I've got a good attitude, sometimes I haven't. You caught me on a good day.
Okay.
The last P, which is important as anything else, is philanthropy. Is to actually give to others. And the more you give, when you give someone, like this tragedy in Nepal, if you give $100 or $1,000 to someone in Nepal, are you doing it for the person in Nepal? Or are you doing it for yourself?
For ourselves. At this point, we're so detached.
Of course it, is.
Yeah.
And you're doing it because it makes you feel good. Sure, it makes the other person feel good, but it makes you feel good. And it's all about how you feel. So those are the P's that will actually make people successful.
And I'd like to, I'm a big fan of social business where you actually think about how your business is going to impact the whole community as well. So, you know, and that's part of the philanthropy thing is just thinking.
So if you basically help others, you pretty much help yourself.
Yes. Well, you're making your own world and the world around you a better place.